Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Carlotto. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. We've made it another week in LA.
Dude, it's been a long one.
It's been a long one. We got a lot of work done today. We were workhorses today.
We went grocery shopping.
We did.
We cooked lunch and dinner.
Do you enjoy grocery shopping?
Sometimes, but only recently. I used to hate it.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
One, I get anxiety because of shootings.
I don't get that at all, but that was... Okay, today was probably the first time ever that I got anxiety because of shootings, but it was only
because... I said it?
No, it was because of the lady with the purge mask on.
Yeah, I'm like, what could have scared you?
In Trader Joe's, full-on, like, plastic, like, hard mask on this woman's face, and she was like rifling through her bag trying to freak people out.
That'll do it.
I didn't appreciate that at all.
That'll scare someone. Yeah, that freaked me the fuck out.
I know.
I don't want to see anyone in a purge mask. And the thing was, she wasn't even that intimidating. She was like kind of out of shape and like looked kind of slow. But out of shape, people can go on a shooting spree.
Yeah, anybody could go on a shooting spree. That's the point of guns.
Yeah, you don't have to be fit to have one.
A child could use one.
Mm-hmm.
And has. They.
You know what they should do? No guns for men unless you have a six-pack. A dude that's working for a six-pack.
Abs to have a gun?
Yeah, if he's working for abs, he just doesn't like... He's worried about like himself. He's obsessed with himself.
What should be the one rule? My ex had abs and definitely should not have a gun.
Okay. What should be the one thing that if someone has or doesn't have?
How many like fat guys there are who are like super protective and sweet who would be the right person to be wielding a gun?
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
What's one trait or something that's like you could be like only these people could have guns and it would work out?
Okay, that's tough. Do you have an answer to this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Only people who regularly microdose mushrooms can legally have guns.
Okay, I like that one a lot, except that also at the same time, like, I think there is some merit to the, like, suggestion that for some people, taking psychedelics makes them...
crazier.
Like, yeah, like, makes their schizophrenia come out or something like that.
It's a good point.
So then that's why I also I
so
feel like I could just play devil's advocate for why there's no one group of person who deserves guns.
Okay.
But I liked the way you were. I liked the direction you were going in.
Only people who only people who?
There's no group, Kim.
Yes, huh? There is. Yes. Only people.
Yes, huh?
Only people who are kindergarten teachers.
No. Kindergartners could really fucking annoy their
teacher.
They could
set off their teacher. You're right.
Yeah.
Only those who...
It's like there's no group. You can't even be like, only moms. Like, moms are fucking crazy. Everybody's crazy. Every group
but
has its crazies.
Moms aren't gun crazy. Moms are like drown kids in the bathtub crazy.
Yes. Moms are poison crazy.
Moms love to cook, even if it's with poison.
They say that poison like is like the most common way for women to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Which
that
makes
sense.
It's a pussy. Yeah, it's also a smart way to kill somebody.
It's smart. You don't
anybody could
any
have fed it to him.
Anyone. I didn't make that soup.
I didn't make that soup.
I would never make that soup.
Somebody must have poisoned the soup that I made.
Somebody must have poisoned the vegetables in the soup that I made.
Mm. Poison the vegetables. And you know what you do? What? You go to the grocery store, you poison some of the vegetables there.
Yes.
So you say, someone, officer, check the grocery store. Somebody must have poisoned those vegetables that I bought.
Yeah.
Then they go there. Vegetables are poisoned. You just hope that you're not on camera.
They look in the camera. You're not even there poisoning the camera. You know why? You're in the back sucking off the veggie guy.
Oh.
So you could sprinkle some poison.
You're sprinkling your poison in the back room.
Yeah,
after
you're getting poison
after
in
your
you
jerky
while you're
jerk.
You're jerking for a poise.
Wow.
Suddenly you're jerking to get poison on a carrot to kill your husband.
Are we brilliant femme murderers?
What would be your perfect way to get away with murder?
I liked the one that I just came up with.
I want that one.
No, okay, but I feel good. Like that extra detail of going back to the grocery store to poison all of it.
Okay, but what if? But you can't rely on the boy you jerked off to stay silent. As soon as he knows there's a murder and someone got into the carrots, he's going to go, I just got a blowjob by those carrots by a strange
dude,
woman.
Dude, he's handling the carrots all day. He said, "If it wouldn't be crazy for me to literally open his mouth, put a bunch of the poison in and..."
You're going to kill him too?
Why not? I got to get away with this.
You can't kill the guy you jerked for the carrot.
I'm trying to cover my tracks
here. Yeah, but you can't kill an extra person
now.
Hold
on. Why was I going to jerk him if I was going to kill him anyway? I don't even know why I jerked him anymore.
Not you jerking for free before the murder. Now you're giving him a last nut like it's his last meal.
Yeah, no, I regret all my decisions. Okay, wait, no. I was confused.
Because why would you add an extra body to hide now? Now we're trying to hide this second.
First of all, I'm already being pretty fucking reckless. All of the vegetables in that area of the grocery store have been poisoned. I don't know who's going home with them. That's super reckless.
Of course.
People are going down.
Well, that's not the way I would have done it.
Okay.
I'm not poisoning all the veggies.
No, but like a couple of the peppers or whatever the fuck you're eating.
Yeah.
You gotta poison like three or four of them.
You gotta bring a couple people down, but this is what you do. You put a small amount of trace poison. You get a poison that if they get a little, they'll just get sick. Like some Munchausen syndrome.
Not you knowing your poisons.
I don't know anything about poison, but if I did, I'd get a poison that was like chill. Like a light rat poison.
Like a little won't hurt you too bad, but a lot will kill you.
A little bit of coolant from the car. Just right. Like a...
Who are we killing again? Our husband?
Yeah, our husband.
What'd he do?
What anything?
He breathed in my direction.
I don't know, pissed me off once. So this is, you have to sprinkle just enough that where it doesn't kill everybody, and then your husband gets a killer amount. So it looks like everything was poisoned. The least diluted part was the part that you bought.
Right,
you
I get
were
it.
Unfortunate.
Like some but kids survived the fentanyl party.
Yes,
I get it.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. So I think that's where you start. And then what you have to get away from is you can't be on camera going back to jerk off the carrot guy. I don't know why we made a
carrot off again.
Because we got to get poison into the carrots behind the camera scenes where the cameras aren't.
Where the cameras don't exist. So
you're either jerking the carrot guy or you're jerking the camera guy.
So I can't even get caught going into that back room though.
No, you can't get caught going to that back room.
Hmm.
So you have to, this is what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find the store you work at.
What, Leah? Okay.
You have to find the store, right?
The grocery store.
You have to find the grocery store. You got to make it a chain.
I don't work there, do I?
No.
Okay.
You have to find the grocery store. It has to be like a chain, like let's say like a Publix or a Ralph's. Or
right.
What do you have in New York?
We have Stop and Shop.
Whatever that is.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It's actually the most direct name out of all of those.
I think Publix makes the most sense, but...
Ralph's?
Tomato
to
mouth. I don't know. It's probably the dude that owns Gas Digital. I could see him also owning a grocery store.
Yeah, I could.
So you stop at one of those, but weeks before, you go and buy an outfit from another store. You find the like on eBay, a used Ralph's employee outfit.
Okay, I'm going to get their uniform.
You're going to get their uniform. You're going to put your hair
fake up, name on the name tag.
Fake name on the tape tag, and you're going to go in the back and you're going to poison it dressed as an employee that they can't recognize.
Wig on, different colored hair.
Different color hair.
Even don't I would go the length of colored contacts.
Colored contacts, truly. Skin tanner. I hate to blame the browns and blacks, but you got to make your skin
darken yourself up.
Darken or lighten. You got to go whatever you're not. I'm not trying to make it racist.
I just feel like, to be honest, it's easier to darken your skin, and lightening your skin sounds dangerous.
Make lighting your skin please. With powder.
Please use some tanner.
Yeah, some tanner, new hair. You go in the back. You suck. I don't know why we're jerking off this guy.
Why are we sucking him now? I thought a jerk off was going to be fine.
Honestly, it doesn't even need a jerk.
What's he look like, by the way?
He's hot, obviously. I want to jerk him so bad.
So funny.
He's obviously hot.
That's so funny, because the way I was picturing that, this is like a really dirty deed that I have to do to like you know how some of
no it's hot he leans you know back on the carrots and some of them roll
of the grocery store employees are like a little they're just like not the brightest crayon in the box or the sharpest tool in the shed or whatever euphemism you want to use for yeah. them being stupid as fuck.
Yeah,
I was picturing kind of like a fatty stupid. Can't get a better job than this.
A fatty stupid.
Yeah. I thought that this was going to be like something that I'm super ashamed of.
You were picturing it like the nephew from Making a Murderer.
Yes. Schlubby.
Schlub.
Schlubby.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you could say fat and that's still a hot guy. There's still hot guys that are fat somehow.
Of course.
Well, you're dating a fat. Your man wears a small. What am I saying?
Dude, I put him in a shirt that fit last week and he looked so good suddenly. It was great.
He needs more big shirts.
He does.
Yeah, actually get him extra, extra big. So when they shrink, they'll be his size.
I love that.
Because then he'll...
Because you know he keeps them for 10 years.
He'll keep it for 10 years. He's going to wash that thing dry 80 times. But anyways, I think that's the way... I don't think we need to jerk the schlub. I think you dress like an employee, go to the back, you sprinkle poison.
Yeah, at that point, if you're jerking the schlub, it's just for you.
Now you're just employees jerking each other in the back room. Now you're about to get caught not being an employee because you're jerking someone off instead of
okay,
quickly
but what
sprinkling.
What if the schlub was the hot guy that you were picturing? Then do we jerk him off anyway just for the heck
no,
of it?
No, you have to fight the urge to jerk off the hot guy at the grocery store while you're trying to murder your husband.
Also, I get nothing from jerking off a hot guy.
No, whoever has.
Fuck me or get out of here.
I don't get anything from fucking a hot guy most of the time, to be honest.
Some girls just like are like, I love giving blowjobs. It's my favorite thing ever. And I'm like, goody two shoes.
I hate to be a kiss
nice
ass.
Nice on you.
I hate to be a kiss ass.
Listen, every now and again, it's nice. You're single right now.
It's different when you're single.
You're single right now.
I will say it is different when you're single.
It is 100% different when you're single.
And it depends on the dick. There are some dicks I want to suck more than others.
I will never get to a point in my life with any guy in the world that I want to suck dick every single day the way that they want it.
Yeah.
They want it every day. This mouth don't do that. Sorry.
This mouth only poison carrots.
This mouth don't work that way. I got poison.
I got carrots of poison, baby. In and out, honey. Speaking of in and out, don't eat the burger I gave you. okay, fine. I think that would work. That'd
okay.
be a good one.
Yeah, that's a great way.
That's a fun murder for the hubby.
Fun. I wouldn't be comfortable with anything past poison.
With anything what?
Other than poison. Anything more personal than poison, I'm out.
What do you mean? Like, what other options?
I don't know. Stabbing. That kind of stuff. Like, right up, you know, the gory ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not for me.
Stabbing, no. What kind of psycho stabs?
I don't know.
Even though I could see myself doing it a little. Kind of psycho.
I could see you stabbing.
I could see me but stabbing. If I go down on a stabbing charge, it's not going to be she stabbed someone and ran away. It'll be 133 stabs.
I was just going to say, it would not even be like one or two stabs. Like, it would be a little knife going in.
It would be like the most amount of. I would actually try to win the Guinness World Records for amount of stabs on one body.
What do you think? Who's been stabbed? How many stabs do you think the record is?
Oh, that's a great question.
Do you have your phone that we could look it up?
No. Yeah, it's charging. But okay. Let's guess first.
Okay. I'm going to guess in the like hundreds. Like, I'm going to say like almost maybe
I will say 500.
Oh, really? That's high. You think somebody sat there and stabbed a guy 500 times?
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say, like, I was going to go really specific, and the number is popping out.
Go ahead.
258.
258. I'll go.
Yeah. We're summoning our
478.
478.
478 and 258.
258.
258 and 478.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look it up. Hold on.
All right, let's see. Also, what year do you think it happened? Do you think it's an old school stabbing, or you think it's like a more like 1900s and past stabbing?
I think it's a old school stabbing. I feel like they weren't that mentally unwell back then. They would just kill you and move on. They weren't like, I have to work 9 to 5, you know?
Right. I was going to say 1900s because I feel like people just keep getting crazier and crazier.
Well, that's why I think that more recently. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. Okay, that was my whole
fine.
Point.
You said old school, but it's fine. I forgive you.
I don't know what I said, but that's what I meant.
World record for... I don't even know how you would type it. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors. It's rockauto.com. I'm talking here to auto mechanics as well as super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I'm here to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part you need at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At RockAuto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car, everyone has the same incredible pricing at RockAuto.com. So if you're a car guy or a girl, right now, go to RockAuto.com and check out all the parts they have available for your car. One last time, RockAuto.com. And what's cool is that their prices are already so low that you do not need a promo code from us. But when you go there, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics Podcast. RockAuto.com. All right, let's get back into the show. Most stabbed person.
Stabbed person ever.
Greatest number of times a person's been stabbed. Of course.
484. I said 470 what?
Wow.
I said 478.
Yeah. Wow, you did good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I said 286. Which if you...
300 was a previous max, and then they beat the record.
Wow.
It's a woman in Perry, Maine. Oh, let's see the... This is dark.
Maine sounds like an awful place to get stabbed 400 times.
Anywhere but Maine, dude. Not Maine.
I mean, cold, fucking snowy, pretty, I'm sure. But just away from everything, where somebody could really get it, sit down and stab you for a good 30 minutes.
Wow, 400 times is intense.
I mean, that's got to take like 25 minutes, right?
Nearly 500 times, yeah. The body was found.
It was recent, though. I won that part.
2022.
This year.
Not this year being the record.
Wow, that's I told dark. You people are getting crazier and
that's
crazier.
Dark.
Wow.
I hate that. Her name was Kimberly Neptune.
Wow.
Wow. Donnell, Dana, and Kaylee Brackett. They're charged with
all
the
three of them did these stabs?
Two people.
Oh.
Wow. Because she owed them money. And she stole money.
Xanax? Hold on. Go back.
Yeah, obviously it's Xanax.
Police say the suspect stole money, jewelry, and Xanax before the attack.
I want to see what Kim Neptune looked like. Is that dark?
Yeah, kind of.
You know, there used to be this website I was obsessed with going on called My Death Space. Me and my college roommate found it, stumbled upon it one time, trying to find MySpace, something for MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just articles of dead people that have died. You can put in the ages of all the people that have died recently, and then it sends you to their social medias, and you can just look at people being sad.
Have everybody who I've known who's died like young since social media came out, I look at their profile at least once a year to see who's still commenting on their posts stuff. Like anybody I know who died in high school, I am obsessed with their page.
That's the whole point of My Death Space.
Yeah.
Welcome to the reason.
It's kind of nice that they curate all that content for you.
Yeah, no, they put it all together. You don't have to look.
That's great.
Just type in the name.
Their I would be so
they
into
even
that.
Put they even put their relatives' social media so you can see their relatives
being
sad. So you
can see them mourning.
Yes, well, it's sick.
They're
it's
sad
for people
statuses.
With morbid curiosities. It's literally a website for people.
Wow.
Because in college, I was like really like scared of dying, and so when I found that website, I would look at it all the time, and it would like terrify me, but also make me feel better in a weird way.
I get that.
But it was unhealthy, so I stopped. But my friend will still hit me up with like a My Death Space article every once in a while and be like, and she'll like write like, I've been on it for an hour, I can't get off.
Is it real?
It's real.
Is
you want to see
exists?
It? Yeah, you want to see it?
Yes, yeah, so badly. I have horrible morbid curiosity.
My Death Space.
Oh my God, it's just, this is
not
crazy.
Me curling up like I'm about to read a book with you. Okay, so, oh yeah.
Upgrading to a premium account.
No.
Jesus,
no.
Dude.
Upgrading will give you access to many additional features. You'll have access to death articles 24 hours before they're published on the website.
This is like Gas Digital, but for death. No ads
or pop-ups while browsing forum. Gain access to members only section in the forum, including the remove topic section. So things that are taken out that other people can't see.
What's the subscription
lock
cost?
Lock your own topics or polls. All your posts will be given a premium marker so everyone knows who you are. In the users online section, your username will be colored red. Not me. Let me see how much a premium account is.
Wow.
Upgrading to a premium account.
That sounds like it's for like avid users.
These are some complaints. From the customer service at the premium account section. My card keeps getting rejected. Not at My Death Space. It's not a declination. It just keeps saying use a different account. Weird.
I was reading the welcome. Okay.
I was wondering that too. I just added money into my account. I need access to all the preemie threads. Preemie? The preemie babies?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh. No.
People really want to get in here, so let's see. This is sick. Okay, hold on.
Wow. When you first mentioned this, I didn't think it was still growing strong.
Article discussions. Okay, so these are articles. Oh, yeah. So these are the threads. So you could see literally. Pick one.
Kiara Bergman 19 was murdered and an investigation is ongoing.
You can click on it. It tells you the story. It gives you the link to the news story.
Wow.
All the different news stories. Then it gives you all their social medias. And then it gives you the comments from people. So you could literally go straight to her page. It's on Facebook. I don't even think I have a Facebook. And then you can creep on her page.
Wow. No, you don't have a Facebook, but does she have Instagram?
No, she doesn't. Let's pick someone else.
Pick someone else. Pick whoever you want.
Pick someone that's not a loser and has an Instagram.
This 19-year-old girl only had Facebook?
No. I mean, people
somebody.
Just... Somebody, please. Bill Russell? He's 88. I don't think he's going to have one. Also, don't put Bill Russell on there. Oh, he's a basketball great.
Found dead 3 days after she left a party with 19-year-old man. Ooh.
Alice DeBolt. Is this... Okay, let's see what this is. Okay, so... A lot of it's taken off. I think a lot of it gets taken down by, like, the families.
That makes sense. This is so harsh.
Yeah. Isn't it sick?
Reading about one of your family members on this website is fucked up, dude.
Yeah. The website's changed a little.
It's so weird.
What?
It says www.topicswithanx.com/something.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird. Should we get out of here?
Yeah, get out of here. I don't like that. Why is it talking to us?
I don't know.
Nobody spells topic with an X. Why would that happen?
I'm done. Okay. Anyways.
Maybe happier things.
Let's look up.
Better things. Did you talk about
Siri,
the ghost
in
here?
Tell me the world record for... As many kisses as someone has ever gotten. How many kisses do you think someone's gotten? Hold on. We got to like
in their life or in a day?
Most kisses in a day.
Most kisses. You could reach like, I think you could reach like 50,000. No, that's a lot. I think you could reach 10K.
I'm not going to look.
10K kisses in a day.
Okay, let me think. Can you count how many kisses? Wait.
You can't keep up that pace all day. And those, like, aren't real.
So I would say every minute you could do 30 kisses. So I would say in 60 minutes, what is that?
I'm not doing the math for you. If you're going the long way, I guessed 10,000 kisses a day.
That's 18,000 minutes. How many hours is that?
What?
I would say 60. I would say,
yeah. How many kisses, Kim?
14,000.
Uh-huh.
13,626.
Okay. 13,626.
13,6. What did you say?
10. I said an even 10.
This is longest.
Wait, that was the longest kiss was, excuse me, how many hours? 29 hours.
The longest kiss is 29 hours.
That sounds so uncomfortable, dude.
That's nuts.
That sounds horrible.
Longest kiss. Most kisses and world record for most kisses.
No, it feels like they don't count that.
No, they don't care. 138 kisses in 1 minute.
But you, but I feel I'm like arguing that's 1 minute. You literally cannot
keep up with that
pace up all day long. I mean, you're, especially with your like mouth muscles are not that strong. If you're kissing all day, you're going to feel like, I feel like you get like sore in here.
That's
like,
true.
Cramping and stuff.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I couldn't, I don't think.
That's crazy that the longest kiss was that. Amount of
29
time.
Hours. I want to know, like, open mouth kiss for 29 hours sounds like one of the most horrifyingly disgusting things.
I wonder what they
just
look
drooling
like.
In each other's mouths for 29 hours.
Should we see what they look like during their kiss?
Is it on video?
I think so.
No.
When was this? World's longest kiss, 58 hours. 58 hours.
No,
this is bizarre.
They just have to keep their lips on each other. She's so sad. She wanted to win that so badly.
Not two dudes winning.
Progressive.
No, this guy passed out from kissing. A guy's being wheeled out in a wheelchair from kissing.
Not the paramedics having to come by. That's crazy.
Not these two guys kissing for 58 hours.
No.
Look at the dad all sad in the background.
No. At least they're winners.
They're the winners.
I can't.
They're the best looking people there.
Horrible. I hate the idea of lingering on somebody's lips for 58
and
hours.
And then their lips just get like,
what is that, like 2.5 days?
That's so long. That's a full work week.
2 days.
That's more than a full work week. 40 hours a week.
That's fucked. Not me.
Just standing there. Lips pressed against theirs.
Horrible.
I hate it.
Horrible.
It's making me sad. Mm-mm. Yeah, fuck it. I'm not good. What record do you think you could beat?
Man, I feel like it would have to be one of the like stupid kind of meaningless ones.
Okay.
Like I've told you when I was a kid, like as a lonely only child, I used to sit around with yarn and just cut it into tiny pieces because I loved the feeling of scissors. Mm-hmm. And I'd pretend that it was out for my little horse, Kathy.
Yes, I remember.
I probably hold the record for cutting most yarn into pieces.
I love that.
Yeah, because I did it all the time. And who else does that?
So now we're saying records we've already probably done.
Well, I'm just
which
saying.
Which I like. I like that.
I don't think any real record like balancing on one foot or any shit I have no
and
chance. I'm not an athlete.
Probably people like there's very few people that have probably cut up yarn into a specific bowl into little tiny pieces. So you might have one of the world records.
Exactly.
For that.
I'm just trying to think of something absolutely random that I've done right. A lot of times for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I. hold the world record of most roast jokes ever written by a woman.
That's probably true, and it's so much more impressive than mine.
I don't know if that's true, though. I don't know if that's true.
I wish I didn't go first.
I liked your horse oats.
My horse oats.
I like your yarn oats.
I cut up more horse yarn oats than anybody else on this planet. I'm proud of it. Kathy was a hungry horse, and she ate my yarns.
I couldn't think of anything I've done a lot besides write jokes.
No, that's a good one.
But then
one.
I was like, I definitely haven't written the most jokes, because other women have written more jokes than me, for sure.
Roast jokes, though?
Jokes specifically, that I don't... Maybe fucking... What's her face? She's dead now. Joan Rivers.
Right.
But was she roasting? Or was she roasty in her set?
She was kind of roasty, I think.
Yeah. She was roasting on stage and stuff. And maybe some of those were written. Joan Rivers might have me on this.
But a living person.
Wow.
Yeah.
There are none.
Yeah.
I've written the most roast jokes as a woman. I'm going to submit that.
Can you guys comment below on YouTube what record you would hold hold?
Yes, I want to hear that. I want to hear what record you guys think you have.
It could be anything from as amazing as Kim's to as retarded as mine.
That's the spectrum.
That's literally, we've covered the entire spectrum between those two. So don't be ashamed, whatever it is.
Hey, it can't be horse yarn or roast jokes.
Well, the idea of some records are crazy, because like I used to like be obsessed as a kid with the thought of like records that we'll never know the answer to.
Right.
Like there's like a living person every day who takes the biggest poop that day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a person who...
I love that.
There's a living person who's smoked more cigarettes than anybody other living person.
There are constant records, you're saying, every day.
Yeah, constant records.
Like today, I probably smoked more weed than most people. I wish you could see.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you guys want to get high? And I'm talking really super duper high. Well, now is the time to go to yoDelta.com, where you could stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes. They've sent all of their shit over here. I've tried the gummies. I've tried the vapes. I love them. They actually get you pretty darn fucked up. I would tell you that I have to take less Delta 8 to get as high as I get from real weed, which is pretty cool. So these products should be taken responsibly. Not that I take them responsibly, but you guys definitely should. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up. You might be asking yourself, what is Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states, and it gets you super duper high. At yoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that YoDelta works and that these products are super duper awesome. So one last time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order, which if you had told me in high school that I could enter promo code one day and order my weed online and get 25% off, it would fucking blow my mind. And it should blow your mind too. YoDelta.com. Promo code GAS, 25% off your Delta 8 gummies and vapes. All right, let's get back to the show.
I think, I truly think many days it's probably the weed smoking record probably literally goes to Snoop Dogg. I just can't imagine somebody beating him with his resources and the amount that he smoked. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Saudi princes smoke a ton of weed?
Or people that like have weed farms that are on all the farms all day and aren't working as much as Snoop Dogg and are actually outside smoking weed all day.
But aren't they also trying to sell their supply, smoke at all?
Yeah, but they can smoke it all and sell it all.
There's probably been a day or two where Snoop Dogg held that record.
Yes.
Person who tripped the hardest on acid that day. I might have got that record once.
There's records...
Once or twice.
Every day, there's a person who had the most stinky fart of the day.
The stinkiest fart of the
day.
That's
crazy.
That's similar to biggest poop. Biggest poop's impressive.
Biggest poop's impressive.
I'll bet it almost always goes to a man.
There's a woman every day who has the wettest pussy of the day.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, what a dream.
I will hope I was her one day.
I hope I get to be her one day in the future. I don't want to have peaked just yet.
The wettest girl of the day.
The wettest girl of the day. There's also a driest pussy of the day, which is fun. It's just a fun concept.
The driest pussy of the day.
And I could picture her. She's ugly, by the way. She's not hot. I don't know what to tell you. Nobody wants to fuck her anyway.
I don't know. I feel like the driest pussy could be hot, too.
I don't think so, usually. I mean, I think 9 times out of 10, which it changes every day, I'm sure.
Yeah, but who knows about the driest pussy?
If you start being the driest pussy more than one day in your life, like you're
I can't believe every day.
Every day there's like a billion records.
Believe every day a girl gets to have the wettest pussy of the day.
Are you jealous?
Yes.
And isn't it annoying to like
never know if it was going to be me?
Yeah.
Or if I got close. I'm sure I've never gotten close to the top. I'm sure there are tons of girls that get wetter than me every day. I've never gotten extremely wet.
I don't think I'm in the 90th percentile even. I think
of the day.
Of the day.
I'm sure there are girls who just, there's something wrong. And they're always soaked, dude.
They have wet disease.
they have a bad case of the wet. Doctor.
Doctor.
Mommy. What is it?
Bring a bucket and a mop, doctor.
I've got a case of the wets.
Dude. Yeah, no.
That's fucked, dude.
Those girls definitely hold the record.
Yeah. Wow.
There's people who like fucked for the longest that day. There's a couple who fucked the most every day.
There's people who had the best orgasms of the day. That's a fun
yeah,
one.
That's crazy.
I like to think of the funnest ones.
That's crazy, but I don't even know how you would like technically measure that
how
one.
How would you know?
Like,
but the but best. There is someone who
but
had the most.
There is somebody who literally had like the undeniably the most
best.
Enjoyable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Of the day on the earth.
Yeah.
Are you guys
and then, like,
fucking
if you really,
mind blown?
And then once every day. So every day these things happen, right? Then at like on New Year's, you could like stack them up against each other and be like, who had the best of the year for each of these categories? Yeah.
Wow.
And then there's all-time bests for all of these categories.
Oh,
like,
oh my God. I am dizzy and I want this information and right? I want it now.
So
it's,
like if you go, die and go to heaven and you could ask God like any question.
God, was I ever the wettest of the day?
Was I ever the wettest pussy on earth for the day?
I just wanted one day to be God's wettest.
There is a guy on earth who literally has the biggest living penis. And I hope he fucks the wettest girl one day.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right?
I hope they meet on Matchmakers.
There's a girl with the tightest pussy. The very tightest pussy. And I'm sure that's ever changing as girls age and get older.
Yeah.
But we're talking like 18 and older. Let's not be creepy, but still.
Even little
baby,
things. Even little
change.
Things that every day. There's a girl who had the cutest laugh of the day. Oh. Isn't that so cute? Out of all the laughs all day, hers was just something
just
special
the most
about
perfect
it.
Perfect giggle ever.
Someone has the most perfect giggle. It was not like that. That is a good example of a bad giggle.
I don't think you got it today, Kimmy.
Today was.
Try again tomorrow.
I'll try for the wet tomorrow. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's mind blowing.
Mm hmm.
Every day, oh, this one's one to be jealous of. Every day, one woman gets the best dick of the day.
That's great. But the best orgasm, would you rather have the best dick of the day or the best orgasm of the day?
The best
orgasm.
Yeah.
It's just like cuts to the chase, you
know? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Right. What else? The best meal. Every day, someone has the best meal of the day.
Now, would that count if it happens at a restaurant and they serve it to a few people? Would it still count as the best meal of the day if you have to share it? Or are we talking an absolute?
I think if we're getting so technical, I think depending on the time that it was, the order that it was served, someone's is a better temperature
somebody's
than another.
Plate's better than another.
There's a plate that's more perfect than another.
Okay.
It's got the more perfect amount of carbs and veggies.
Or like
meat.
Even it would just be, I think... The best meal of the day would have to be judged on like what your brain waves do when you eat it. So it's like you'd have to be kind of watching everybody's brainwaves as they eat food. Mm-hmm. And the person who's exploded the absolute most had the best meal of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's all real. Like it happens.
Yeah. Like these, this is, that's an actual thing that happened. Like someone.
But I don't think I'm special enough to be anything of the day ever.
No.
Anything biggest of the day ever.
Don't say that.
I just think realistically, I just don't think I would have the, like there's so many people in the world. Like to be number one in any of these categories is kind of fucking crazy.
I will say. There might be a chance I've been the best roaster of the day.
There might be
a chance that I've been the best roaster of the day on Earth.
The last time I was in LA, you were the best roaster of the day for, on Earth for a night. Yeah, for sure.
There might be. That
See,
might
that's the
be.
Thing. The good roasts are happening literally in New York and LA. And I know that there was not a better roast happening in New York that night.
Yeah, the like, where are there better roasts?
No, nowhere.
You think? And where are there? Do you think they're having fire roast battles in Egypt?
And like maybe in their own way, but I don't think. I think.
But is it the best?
I still think you got
it might
them
be
beat.
Better. I don't know. You never know. You might have had best producing of the day one day.
Doubtful. There are way more talented producers than me out there who've been doing it for so much longer.
It's like some dude that's like making Game of Thrones that day, took it the day off. And then my girl got a chance to be the best. Right then you done submitted a clip.
I'll bet as
you
a,
cut.
You know what I feel?
I don't know producer terms. I only know clip and cut.
You cut. I feel like as a teenager, I had the most intense crush of the day one day. I feel like I could have gotten that.
Alex wins for horniest of the day.
Horniest of the day. No. Not even horny, though.
Most intense crush.
Most intense teenage crush. Like it was like a deep love for somebody
another.
Who I barely knew.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that one's I connect with.
I love that. I love that there are records every day that are being held and no one knows. That is such a fun thing you brought into my life that I will never ever forget.
I used to think about it all the time as a kid, but in the context, I remember the first time I thought about it, I was always jealous of girls with long hair because mm-hmm. my hair took such a long time to grow. Mm-hmm. And I always just used to wonder who has the most hair on their head. So it's like a really simple one, but it always kept me thinking like I was frustrated that I would never know. So it kept me thinking of all the things I wouldn't know.
Wow. I was thinking such stupider things when I was younger, I thought, and this is a real thing. This is when I was really young too, like probably 5 or 6. I thought that when your show was over, the episode was over, like I'd watch cartoons and then the credits would roll. I thought that the channel was done. Like, expired.
That used to happen in the 60s, maybe.
Really?
Maybe you were, like, connected with a past life. Not, like, after every show, but at the end of the night, like, my mom always told me that they would play the national anthem and TV would shut down for the night.
No, I thought, like, if you're watching, I remember Disney used to be on Channel 35. So if you're watching Channel 34 and the show's over, and the credits scrolled, I thought that like that channel was used up, like the energy in it. Like in my head, there was only so much energy for the TV to hold one show per channel. And then they had to do some weird refreshment.
So you used to change the channel at the end of the show,
yes.
Even not realizing there'd just be another episode after?
Yeah, and then when I went back, I thought I'd refresh.
Interesting.
Like
okay.
I'd have to
But that's not
over.
Stupid. That's kind of like you actually overthinking a problem.
That's actually...
You're like, yeah.
Me overthinking, I think, has been one of my biggest downfalls in my entire life. Like, most things that I haven't understood is because I've overthought
them. Like, yeah, you were, like, assuming that there was, like, a really complex way that it works. Stupid's not the right word for that. You were just, like, trying to figure things out, I guess. Especially if you were little.
Yeah, I guess. But I do feel like that a lot of in school, a lot of times I would overthink things and that's why I didn't understand.
I'll bet that's true.
Yeah.
For sure.
Anywho, I got C's. I don't know what the hell was going on. It was just me, myself, and I. That's all I got in the end. That's what I found out.
You're fine. Look at you.
You know, I was singing a song.
No.
It's only me, myself, and I. That's what I got in the end. That's what I found out. And it ain't no easy. What is that? Who is that?
I don't know. It's me, very Marcel,
90s. Is that Destiny's Child, I think. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
In the end, it's what I found out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you make up dances when you were a kid?
Yes. But mostly, like, not really alone. Always with a friend.
Always with a friend. Who we're going to lose our made-up dances
alone.
We're
making up dances alone. Even as, like, a dance kid, I didn't make up dances alone.
No, you got to do it with a friend.
I remember doing... You got to perform it for your parents to ask for a sleepover.
I remember... Yeah. Yes. And I remember doing an emotional one in front of my mom. Me and Rachel up there.
I was looking at that picture before. That picture is the cutest thing ever.
Oh, you want to hear something?
I can sense the friendship through that picture.
She was.
When this is her opening the nail polish. Stop.
Look how proud I was.
That is so fucking cute. This is
not poor Kim.
Just two girls being friends.
Just two girls being friends.
It's making
friends.
Me emotional.
It's
why.
Made me a little
look
emotional.
Look how fucking cute you were.
Not me nervous that she wasn't going to like it.
No. Look, she loved it. She's so cute.
She's so proud of it.
Oh.
You guys.
That's so cute, dude.
Me and Rachel.
Dude, Tiny Kim... truly like makes me feel sad that I didn't know you at that time.
We would have been such good friends.
We would have been the cutest little friends.
We would have been really good friends. You would have loved, and you would have been really good friends with my friend Shelby. You would have loved Shelby.
Dude, the way I would have loved you when we were kids, you're so funny, and I always just liked being around funny people.
Oh, hell yeah. I've always been like kind of like me too. A little inappropriate.
Me too.
Isn't it crazy how we're always ourselves?
Yeah, but it's
we
kind
just
of comforting.
Get bigger.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing.
Like, for the longest time, I thought that, like, I would pose for pictures and I'd smile like this. And I
mouth
thought
closed.
That, yeah, and I thought that it was just something I had learned watching people pose on TV, like mm-hmm. a smirk. And I was like, oh, it's just like a fake thing that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And now I always see pictures of me and I'm always like, like that.
That's
like,
just always the way
and
I like to do it.
It's always been the way I've done it. And in my own head, I thought that I was copying and it wasn't something original. Isn't
hilarious.
That strange?
Yeah.
But it's always been me. And I'm like, oh, not me trendsetting myself.
Cuteness.
I miss being a kid.
Me too. So bad.
So fun. You remember going up? I would go up to kids I didn't know at the beach and go, you want to play?
Want to play?
You would, that's all you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play with me? That's what you'd say. Now, if I say that, you better be ripping my panties off and paying for a nice sushi dinner, sweetie.
Want to play never sounds good as an adult.
Do you want to play with me?
No.
I'm going to go up and say that to a group of people.
I mean, you know when you could say want to play?
Hmm.
When you're swimming in a swimming pool.
That's the sweetest time.
That's the best time to actually stop for a moment and play.
Oh, when I went to Austin with Lewis and Berg for mm-hmm. their Offend Everyone tour, they brought their kids, and Berg has a little girl named Piper.
She's so cute. I met her at James's Halloween party last
she's
year.
She's so cute and so cool. She's like one of those kids that's like hanging out with a teenager. Like, she's kind of like gets it and is like just
not annoying.
Yeah, dude, she's chill as fuck. But she was so cute because she's like obsessed with rainbows. And she and Lewis's niece reminded me of me when you hang out with little girls and you're like, I used to like this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I am in the pool, damn near 32, picking out the color of my tail because I'm a mermaid too. I'm fighting with them. Bianca thinks she gets dibs on purple.
What, you think? Oh, okay. I was going to say, do they not like you being rainbow?
No, Piper was rainbow and there was no
copying
no.
allowed.
She was rainbow. She's like, I wear rainbow. She had a whole argument.
Okay.
She's like, everything
I
own is...
You know what I hate when kids do? Let's say like what a kid picks green, right?
They're always green.
And then you pick purple.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to change their mind and pick purple because they're the kid.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. You already picked green.
Yeah. You already picked green. You're green. I'm purple.
Yeah.
So
sorry.
I'm the mermaid that I want to be.
Because I'm big and you're small and you're green and I'm fucking purple. Shut the fuck up.
So yeah, I fought for my my colored mermaid.
What color did you get to be?
I was purple.
You truly fought Bianca for it.
Yeah.
And what color was she?
Pink.
That's a... Yeah, I know. You manipulated her.
I did.
I can tell.
I did. You know what I actually did? I did what you said, where I was like, actually, I want to be pink. And then she was like, I want to be pink. And I was like, all right, you can have it.
Yeah, no, you knew that. You could use it against them.
Tricking them out of her own mermaid color.
Nice.
Sweetie, I'm not running around a pool, not a purple mermaid. I'll tell you that right now. I'm 31 years old. I need the respect that I earned.
You know, as much as I love playing mermaids, I have absolutely no respect for the women who grow up and become professional mermaids.
No, me neither.
Have you seen that on TikTok?
They're like this.
The way that they're like, they're just like kind of gay about
it.
I don't know how else to put it. Like, they're like too into it. They're drama.
This is what they look like. Look.
Yeah, they're just drama kids who could like swim really well and hold their breath. It's
literally anime kids underwater.
It's horrible.
It's anime kids drowning the way you don't want them to.
And I'm always waiting for one of those videos to be a drowning because there's just absolutely no way that everybody survives those fucking tails.
I know.
One of them, the mermaid people are going down.
I know. That's why they've been making them bigger lately, more buoyant.
The tails?
The mermaids. No, the whole maid.
Oh, the whole mermaid.
The whole new thing with the woke mermaids that are huge.
Are there really? I haven't seen.
Dude, it's the newest thing.
My 600-pound mermaid. I haven't noticed them.
I'm done. That's definitely the next TLC show to come out. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. No, I worry for those girls. Fat or not, the tails are scary.
The tails are scary. I've seen a video of a little kid try to swim and one of them almost drowned. I'd be worried for my kid.
Yeah. No, my kid is not putting one of those on.
Not in the pool. No.
I would be so disappointed. I would rather my daughter strip then I have to go up and watch her through a fucking glass tank.
Oh, embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Get out there and suck dick.
I have to wave
like,
at her and blow her kisses.
Get out there and suck dick for money like you have some dignity.
Like you have some fucking
get
dignity,
get out of
dude.
The tank.
Make some real money.
And go
money.
Get on a pole, dude. Please. Have some respect for yourself.
I feel the same.
I'll
exactly.
say it right now. If you're a mermaid in a tank, fuck off.
If you're a mermaid in a tank, get a fucking life, dude.
Screw you, bitch. Screw you, big ass mermaid bitch.
Dumb fucking bitch.
Dumb bitch. Seashell titty ass bitch. Fucking fishy pussy ass bitch.
I spent $1,000 on my tail.
They go
drown.
Like I hate them. All right, let's end the podcast there.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. Let's end on hate.
Yeah, I love that. Good energy. Great vibes.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics. Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. Also, check out Stick and Portly Watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks. And you could also use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX, at GasDigitalNetwork.com to get every episode of this show on demand, bonus content, live chats, and more. If it's still before September 1st when this airs, just subscribe now. You'll get grandfathered in. If not, disregard this message, still subscribe, but you know, you should have done it earlier. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
Hell yeah. All right. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv, on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. I'm gonna have all my show dates on my Instagram, and check out my other podcast, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinschenk, anywhere you find podcasts. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.